USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with the reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're going to raise taxes, they're going to spend money, and they're going to grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. The Dow ending the week on an up note at the closing bell, gaining 76 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz spent some time at CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Friday, Cruz promising that his Republican Party will take back power in the November election.
I am spending almost every waking moment crisscrossing this country campaigning for candidates for the Senate, candidates for the House, because we're going to retake our country. We are going to see in November not just a red wave, but a tsunami sweeping this country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on several topics before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. One of the topics discussed heavily was a Hunter Biden investigation. Responding to allegations that the FBI covered up crucial information, Wray said those allegations were deeply troubling. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that Wray is not taking accountability.
The FBI colluded with the big tech companies, by the way, to try and bury the Hunter Biden story, to try to protect Joe Biden, to try to interfere, frankly, in the reporting about the 2020 election. And it looks like they got by with it. And it looks like nobody's been disciplined and nothing's been done about it. And I tell you what, that is a big, big problem.
Former news anchor Carrie Lake is projected as the winner of Arizona's GOP primary race for governor. Lake will face off against Democrat Katie Hobbs, who's currently Arizona's Secretary of State. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.